When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
MPP National Council unanimously approved Energy Minister Matthew Opoku-Prempeh as running mate to Dr. Mahmood Bawumia.
I'm happy to report that after the necessary consideration, the National Council of the party unanimously endorsed the presidential candidate's nomination of Honorable Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh.
We're live in Mensah South in the family house, the Apeja Field, the freshly minted running mate of the MPP.
We have to celebrate. That's the first thing we have to do, because it's a long-awaited something. Already we have organized some Jama group here.
But how will the party defend the character of Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh in the attempt to win the 2024 elections?
I mean, he's human. He, in his interactions with people and engagements with people, you don't expect that every aspect of his behavior and character will be accepted by everybody. So it's the same case with all of us. And I don't think it is peculiar to Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh. I think at this point, first, those of us in the MPP should see his relationship with the vice president and how he complements the ticket.
We'll also hear from the NDC, which says Dr. Opoku-Prempeh brings nothing to the table of the MPP.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't occur. I mean, at the end of the day, we all know that, look, the whole game plan of settling on NAPU is one that says, okay, let's go to Ashanti region where we can get votes from. What they forgot is that NAPU doesn't resonate with the grassroots of Ashanti region. It does not.
We'll have it all covered here on Top Story on Joy 99.7 FM. After months of speculation and jostling among the MPP's rank and file, the party has finally approved and announced Energy Minister Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh as the running mate to Dr. Mahmood Bawumia, the party's flag bearer. after separate meetings between members of the National Executive Committee and the National Council, they have approved Napo's candidature. Listen to the General Secretary of the MPP, Justin Kodua-Frimpong, address a news conference shortly after the meeting.
I'm happy to report that after the necessary consideration, the National Council of the party unanimously endorsed the presidential candidate's nomination of Honorable Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, Member of Parliament for Menchia South and Energy Minister, as the vice presidential candidate of the New Patriotic Party, pursuant to our Constitution, Article 13.3. It is instructive to note that NAPO ensured that this policy was rolled out within the first year of the Akufo-Addo government when he was appointed as education minister. He didn't ask for honeymoon. I repeat, he didn't ask for honeymoon. It will be recalled that at that time, he announced that he was going to implement the free senior high school policy. Many people, including some from the civil society organization and even some members of our government, thought it was too early for us to implement the free senior high school. But typically of NAPO, he will have none of that. Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh has an incredible interpersonal and negotiation skills. He's arguably the only minister of education in this fourth republic to have achieved this feat. He worked very hard to keep our lives on, even during times of unprecedented global economic crisis. We however concede that in the last couple of weeks and months, some part of the country did face some power challenges. But the good news is that, unlike in the past, particularly under His Excellency Dramani Mahama, where he slept in darkness for over 4 years, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh ensured that the recent power challenges we experienced did not last beyond 3 months. If you were to ask me what Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh brings to the MPP presidential ticket, I would say it brings to us a bold, confident, hard-working, result-driven, decisive, grassroots mobilizer, charismatic, patriotic, and demonstrable, incorruptible person. In this respect, he complements our flag bearer in many significant ways, and the two enjoy a warm personal relationship anchored in deep mutual respect.
So that is the party's General Secretary, Justin Kodua-Frimpong, there. Now, we're live in Menchia South and Family House, the Apejafie of the freshly minted running mate. But first, let me bring in Samuel Mbura, because he has been at the Alisa Hotel, where this announcement was made. He's been there throughout the day. He joins me with details of these separate meetings prior to the announcement. Sammy, so you were there. Tell me, how was the reception at the Alisa Hotel when this meeting was held?
Well, I must say it wasn't a surprise to party supporters who thronged Alisa Hotel to support him. We had market women coming from Kumasi and Agbogbloshie here in Accra. They believed that he was the right person, rightfully cut for the job, and making Bawumia a running mate. I mean, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh a running mate to Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia was the best choice. So it was a jubilant atmosphere, and the people were actually happy that Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh has been confirmed. They are saying that with the selection of Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, it would consolidate and solidify the MPP's chances in the Ashanti region. They believe that he's competent, and he's even competent than the NDC's running mate, Professor Jenana Opoku-Ajiman.
Interesting. Sami, stay with me, because we would want to understand who and who were at this particular meeting. We know that when the name started coming up, I mean, you had some people talk about it. So at this particular crucial meetings, who and who were there?
I think the homework was properly done. So at the ground, I wouldn't feel that people were having some revulsion against this particular decision by Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. So all the parliamentary caucus that came there, they were all in support of this nomination, and then they were optimistic that it was going to be approved. They actually told me that it was just a normal procedure that they were passing through because they had already agreed earlier. Katie Hammond specifically told me that is the right person, and all of them from the majority caucus were in support of the nomination of Maito Pokoprempeh. So the National Council would not surprise us. They'll confirm him as we witnessed over there. So the president himself was there. Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, the flag bearer of the MPP, was there. In fact, all those who matter in the MPP were there. We're expecting to see the former president, John Kufuor, but we know that with his age now, he will not be that mobile to be attending some of these programs. Mm. But I understand he had, Dr. Maito Pokoprempeh also had his blessings as well.
Interesting. Well, so that's Samuel Imbura there. Let's now go to the Ashanti region, where many people have been reacting to the announcement of NAPWA's running mate to Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. Let's start from the constituency office of the now running mate to Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, Dr. Matthew Pokoprempeh.
Well, I'd say today is a great day, and a great day is today. We are very happy, as you can see. The whole country was waiting for this very day, and thankfully, the name that we so wanted to help us break the aid has been selected by the Vice President Dr. Bawumia. So as you can see, the whole country is happy, Ashanti is happy, and as a youth organizer for a neighboring constituency that's mentioned, we are very happy, and it's going to help us making the breaking the aid very simple. That is why we are all happy. The market women are happy, the young ones are happy, because Dr. bring extraordinary performance on board. So no wonder Dr. Bawumia selected him, and you can see he's happy.
So that's from the constituency where Dr. Matthew Pokoprempeh hails from. But one hurdle that many Ghanaians cite for the MPP to cross with NAPWA's nomination has to do with what they term, you know, issues that has to do with his character. Today, an aide to the flag bearer, Dr. Gideon Boako, says few mistakes from him cannot be used to define his personality. He's been speaking to Elton Brobe on the Pulse on Joy News a while ago.
I mean, he's human. He, in his interactions with people and engagements with people, you don't expect that every aspect of his behavior and character will be accepted by everybody. Mm-hmm. All of us are like that. Even Jesus Christ did not have it smooth. Moses suffered the same in leading the Israelites. So we are human. He's also human. I mean, we are politicians. We speak, we engage people. Sometimes a smile may not reflect a smile to somebody. Sometimes an honest opinion and comment about something may be seen as insolence to another person.
And you think that the Ghanaian is ready to accommodate these flaws that you mentioned? People say that the way he responded to the energy issues, for example, was very unwelcoming.
Yeah, what I would say is that I think as humans, we accept that the aspect of fallibility is there. We may make mistakes, but how we react afterwards also tells us something. I think even in the minds and the thinking of the energy minister, Dr. Matthew Pokoprempeh, if after making that comment, he saw the reactions and felt that, oh, I didn't mean it this way, but this is how people are reacting. Let me stay back. Let me stay back from making further comments. And that can also be a gesture to say, oh, I'm sorry, or I didn't mean evil. I meant it well, but if you have this opinion about it, I'm not going to make further comments around that.
We are here to get this thing from him.
No. I'm not holding him brave for him. But I'm saying that the fact that he even restrained himself
from further comments,
you understand, but make sure he stayed in the office, engaged people to work to avert the problem that, you know, orchestrated all of these comments. It's an indication that he is human, and even when he does something and he doesn't mean evil and people see it in the bad light, he sits back to say that, let me reflect and change my ways and do something else. And that is why we are human, and any one of us on daily basis, I mean, goes through such situations. And so I don't think one or two gruff exterior on the part of public figures should be used to judge their competence and their hard working capabilities. There's no single public figure in this country who has in one way or the other not made mistakes in the public utterances. And so we cannot zero in on just NAPWA to say that he may have made one comment or the other. President Mahama is contested for presidency. He has used the word barony and others on people before. But I mean, he's human.
So that's an aid to the flag bearer, Dr. Gideon Boakun there. But the opposition NDC has also been speaking, but we'll get to that later. Let's bring in now Winston Amwa, who's a deputy head political desk here at Joy News. Winston, so you've been monitoring the landscape. You've been monitoring this particular race ever since his name came up that it's possible he could be the running mate. You've been studying to understand what it is. But from where you sit, what does he bring to the table?
Well, thank you very much, Grace. You had the NPP's general secretary make the point that Napo is seen as a grassroots person. He's seen as a mobilizer. But most importantly, he's seen as one who is politically astute and understands and has a good working relationship with the vice president and the NPP's flag bearer. So in Napo, you can see that the NPP talks about somebody they believe would be able to mobilize the grassroots. It's somebody they believe, most importantly, would be able to deliver the Ashanti region. But this election will not be all about the Ashanti region. And so I'm sure the question you'll be asking next will be, I mean, how does Napo, complement Dr. Baumia in the other regions of Ghana? This is it. Napo has huge following within the NPP. There are some of the, big people within the NPP, some members of parliament and even executives whose destinies are tied to Napo. In Napo, these people also have a work to do, right? Let's not run away from the fact that Napo has issues when it comes to communication. Now, what remains to be seen is how he's going to manage that. If he's able to manage that very well, coupled with a lot of people who are prepared to work for him and who are prepared to prepare the grounds for him wherever he goes, then the NPP would not have a problem. But if he doesn't work on that, then the NPP would have a problem. Because everything he says, and this is the point, from now till the elections, people would always look out for what Napo says. And so while he may be a very good mobilizer, he may be very generous, particularly to party members, whatever he says, if it doesn't go well for the entirety of Ghanaians, that could be a problem. But this is what I also see the NPP trying to do. In settling for Napo, the NPP is going for somebody they believe can actually galvanize their party. Now, with Dr. Baumia, my understanding, and based on all the analysis I have done, what I see is that the NPP believes that Dr. Baumia can actually appeal to the people outside of the NPP. But if you need somebody within the NPP who can actually get the people onto the ground to vote, who can actually break that upper feet, particularly in a second term, then they believe it is Napo. But like I consistently say, we would only know whether Napo was able to do that or whether the reasons why they chose Napo were met after election 2024.
I'll come back to you, but let me bring...
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the national organizer of the party, Henry Nana Buachi, who has also been quite critical in this whole process. Henry, so Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh has been chosen as a running mate, but people always do say that, well, if you look at him, he's not a material to sell to the generality of the Ghanaian people. How do you address that from now to December?
I do not think so at all. I mean, yes, some people may have their own varied views, diverse opinions, but I do not think so at all. I mean, this is somebody, a lot of people see him as a competent person. He's dedicated. His commitment to whatever he sets his eyes on is huge. I recall recently, I think there was one union leader who worked with NAPU, and then he said that NAPU can even manage the desert.
Mm.
Right? So, as for his work, and a lot of people know, and a lot of people, I recall, when we went to Kumasi Central Market, he was being hailed. Why? Because he championed the implementation of free SHS. And there are a lot of people, the downtrodden, the destitute, those who think that but for free SHS, they could not have even wished for their kids to go to school. A lot
but,
of people,
but it's the same policy that people cite, people refer to the challenges and say that, well, when he was implementing this policy, there were so many challenges with it. They were also bringing Dumso as well as a, you know, a marker.
I'll address that. You see, whatever you implement, you have some challenges in it. But are you telling me that now the results we are churning out? Recently, there was a ceremony in, I think, Liberia, where all the WAEC students, I mean, those who sat for WAEC, there was a ceremony there, and Ghanaian students swept all their awards, right? Mm. Quite recently, I think I met the Prempeh Kalee students here who had, you know, exhibited global competitive, you know, height by winning the robotics competition. Yeah. And these are product of free SHS. They are still in school. So are you telling me that because there is an inherent challenge in a particular policy which is overwhelmingly touching lives? Yes, a lot of people can critique, can come up with a critique, this or that. But the fact is that, for me, it is the flagship policy. It has solved a lot of problems. Recently on social media, somebody said that, you know what, parents should rather appreciate it. And they were even appealing to the Ministry of Education to print the itemized bill so that parents will know how much they were supposed to pay every month, and then government is absorbing all of these costs.
Mm.
So that is what we have done. Now, we are saying that you will not sit at home. We are thinking about your future. So if there is a challenge in making sure that we are thinking about your future, I don't think that there's a problem with it at all.
Mm.
And we are even committed in solving these challenges. We do so. Look, I associate myself with those who, right, were criticizing and saying that, look, we need life. Yes, it's good. We need it. But again, I think that it afforded the Ghanaian to do that comparison. We were in Dumso for close about, we had some instable, you know, erratic power supply for about 2-3 months. And people were complaining. Legitimate, I agree. But then, this is an opposition leader who superintended over 4 years of Dumso. Mm. 4 years of Dumso.
Which he solved.
Ooh, he didn't solve
brought
what?
In a lot of this, the installed capacity we have today, many of
look,
which
look,
is
look,
due
look,
to
look.
Him.
A lot of it was financial issues. A lot, financial. At the point, there were reports saying that it's not really about capacity, financial issues. So, 4 years, we sat in Dumso. And then, 3 months, we have challenges with our electricity. So, for me, a lot of people then said, hey, then we need to be grateful. This is somebody who wants to come. We sat, we slept, we worked in Dumso. And that time when you complained, you were saying smart businesses are not laying off workers. Especially, I recall in 2015 when industry players, manufacturers were complaining about, you know, erratic power supply. And then on May Day, Workers' Day, the former president said that smart businesses are not laying off workers. So I do not think Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, under the Fourth Republic, he has distinguished himself as one of the best ministers ever. And for me, in terms of education, even limiting myself to education, he's the best education minister ever. Look, I have his achievement. I mean, I know that you don't have time. Mm. I could have walked you through his achievement from the basic education, from the tertiary education, and the number of, you know, policies he brought on board. So much, a lot.
But you see, back to my earlier question, if you speak to many Ghanaians today, they will cite his character, in quote, I mean, how, and make reference to his reaction to the Dumsor questioning about timetable. The question is, how are you going to sell this material to the Ghanaian people, especially those who think that this is not the right person for us to look up to as a leader?
No, I don't think so.
For them to buy
into I don't think so. Look, the NDC repeatedly were saying that it is Dumsor, and that government should come out of a timetable in parliament. They had press conferences. Why? Because they wanted people to assume that we are in the position we were under Mahama. We slept in Dumsor for 4 years. So they were pushing that bring timetable. The journalist was like, you know what, NDC people are saying bring timetable.
The journalist didn't say NDC, he said Ghanaians.
No, I know somebody who, Ghanaians, no. Yeah. What Ghanaians? NDC people.
I'm referring to the question.
Because, yes.
It's NDC.
It's NDC. They were repeatedly in parliament.
NDCs are Ghanaians.
So then, if we have responded to your question, we have told you that, you know what, we are not in this era. There's no need for a timetable.
Okay.
ECG on several platforms mentioned this, and then they still wanted to hang this around the neck. And even at the point, when Honorable Matthew Opoku-Prempeh answered, and then he said, but those who are saying that, so they're referring to the NDC people.
Okay, I hear.
So for me, a lot of people remember him. A lot of people know him. Mm. He's been sold already. He's been known already for his competence, for what he can do.
Right.
And the things, the many things, he's touched a lot of homes. Homes. Millions of homes he's touched.
All right. I'm grateful to you. I need to let you go. I'm grateful that you could come. Let's now understand the person, Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, as a leader. One person he worked with at the Energy Ministry is the currently the Minister for Tourism and Arts and Culture, but was a Deputy Minister of Energy sometime ago. Andrew Japan Mesa is Minister for Tourism now, but he was a Deputy Minister of Energy, yes. Japan, I'm grateful to you for joining us. Now, you worked with him. What kind of a leader is Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh?
Thank you very much, and good evening to your cherished listeners. You know, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh is an excellent human being. I mean, today at the National Council meeting, I was completely overtaken with emotion, you know, when the Vice President outlined the rationale for selecting him, and subsequently was overwhelmingly endorsed by the members of the National Council, and following that, His Excellency the President spoke, and then he came in to give an acceptance speech. I shed a tear because it was refreshing that somebody that I've gotten to know intimately over the past 3.5 years, with the kind of work that we did together at the Energy Ministry, is today our flag bearer's partner for election 2024. I shared very close relationship with him. You go to work every day expectant that it will be a fulfilling day under his leadership. His mantra was activities are not accomplishments, and he's a person who is a team player. He's an extremely bold and assertive individual, very results oriented. Napo's day starts at 6 a.m. and ends at 1 midnight on a daily basis. I mean, I had an extremely good time working with him, and I think that he will be an excellent vice presidential candidate, and by the grace of God, with the support of Ghanaians, be an excellent vice president come January 2025.
What do you say to Ghanaians who, from, you know, what we've seen outside, think that he doesn't have that sober, you know, demeanor to be someone to lead us?
See, unfortunately, a lot of people confuse articulate and confident people with arrogance. And that's exactly who he is. He's a very confident and articulate person, but extremely compassionate. His humanity is beyond description. Sometimes people take it that he puts up that posturing that people see only as a defense. Because the very moment you get into his inner circle, Napo will kill for you. He's that kind of human being. I mean, Ghana would be better for it if he ends up being a vice president. Dr. Aubameyang has made an excellent choice. I saw right from the very beginning, I wished right from 2021 when I started working with him that someday he would assume the reins of leadership of our country. Thank God today is the vice presidential candidate, and it's my hope and prayer that we win the election and going into next year he be the vice president. His work ethic is amazing. I mean, you can ask the people who've worked with him through Ministry of Education and even today at the Energy Ministry. He's always on time. He knows his brief. I don't know how to describe him. I mean, just an amazing human being who has what it takes to contribute to the development of our country. And I salute His Excellency the Vice President for this excellent choice that he's made.
From now to December, if you check social media, for example, a lot of people aren't happy with him.
I'm not so sure whether a lot of people.
Oh, I mean, if you check social media, you'll feel that.
It's important we situate this conversation in context. Some people don't like you, no?
Exactly, yeah, sure. I mean...
Yeah, some people don't like me either. Because if you go on social media, especially when I appear on some of the media platforms, the kind of insults that people rain on me.
The question is, how will you market that material to such people? Because
course,
you need them.
You cannot market Dr. Matthew Poku Prempe to all the 33 million Ghanaians to accept him. Definitely you have people who, whatever you say or do, will put him in a certain categorization. But the greater majority of Ghanaians who are discerning will look beyond the mere propaganda that you hear people make and look at the person. What did they say about Nana Akufo-Addo? But it turned out that people got to know him and they knew that all the things that they were saying about the man was not true. Same with Dr. Matthew Poku Prempe. You can say, people say all sorts of things. But anybody who gets to know him, and I've had opportunity to introduce people to him who get to know him, and they're like, isn't the same person that is out there in the public domain that he is arrogant, he is full of himself and all that?
Okay.
Because that's not his nature.
Okay.
He's naturally a very, very nice person, very accommodating, very, very, very excellent human relationship, hard working to a fault. Obviously, he doesn't tolerate laziness.
Okay.
So if you work with him and you don't deliver, yes, he would express his dissatisfaction with your work output. But otherwise, he's a fantastic human being. And I'm extremely excited that Dr. Aubameyang selected to partner in for the election in December.
Lemes, I'm grateful to you for speaking to us. Now, this one says, I have known and worked with Honorable Dr. Matthew Poku Prempe. I got close to him during my time as a National Secretary of UTAG. He's such a fine, humble, and competent gentleman. If you get close to him, you get to know that he is down to earth with a great sense of humor and has a very good interpersonal skill. He is a great manager, a visionary, and a doer. He is compassionate and does not discriminate. I have no doubt about his leadership qualities, and I wish him well as he begins to campaign for the 2024 presidential elections as running mate. Professor Samuel Bet Bwedi Kosi there. And that's it for Top Story, brought to us by Telecel Connecting Energies. Up next is Newsnight.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.